This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron jointly inaugurated the first Indian consulate in the historic French city of Marseille this afternoon. Earlier in the day, the two leaders interacted with the members of the Indian diaspora in the city. They also paid tributes to Indian soldiers who sacrificed their lives during the First and Second World Wars at the Marzague War Cemetery. Mr. Modi, along with French President, reached Marseille this morning after concluding a series of high-level engagements in Paris. In a special gesture reflecting the personal rapport between the two leaders, Prime Minister Modi and President Macron flew together from Paris to Marseille in the French presidential aircraft. During the bilateral talks, the two leaders discussed all aspects of the India-France strategic partnership and reviewed cooperation in the strategic areas of defense, civil nuclear energy, and space. Prime Minister Modi and French President Macron reaffirmed their strong commitment to the India-France strategic partnership. This was followed by delegation-level talks after their arrival in Marseille. Both leaders also discussed ways to strengthen collaboration in the fields of technology and innovation. The leaders also called for enhancing trade and investment ties, and in this regard welcomed the report of the 14th India-France CEOs Forum. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today said Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron exchanged views on recent geopolitical developments in Europe, West Asia, and the Indo-Pacific during the talks. Briefing media in Marseille, he said that the leaders discussed a number of issues of global and regional importance. The Foreign Secretary said artificial intelligence or AI was a major area of bilateral discussion between the two sides.
AI was also a major area of bilateral discussion between the two sides. Next year, 2026, has been agreed between the two sides as the India-France year of innovation, and this will focus a great deal on technology, on innovation, on startups and academic collaboration between the two countries.
Our correspondent reports that a joint statement outlining the way forward for India-France ties was adopted after the talks. After wrapping up his visit in France, Prime Minister Modi will depart for a two-day visit to the United States later in the day on the invitation of President Donald Trump. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that India's share in global energy consumption is expected to nearly double by 2050, reinforcing its strategic influence in energy trade. The minister was speaking at the India Energy Week, currently underway in New Delhi. He participated in a series of meetings during the event. At the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela in Uttar Pradesh's Prayagraj, over 1 crore 59 lakh devotees have taken the holy dip in the Triveni Sangam, the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati, since morning on the occasion of Magh Purnima today. Performing the sacred bathing ritual on the occasion holds great relevance. Ravi Das Jayanti, the birth anniversary of Sant Ravi Das, is being celebrated across the country today. Sant Ravi Das was a 14th century saint and founder of the Bhakti movement in North India. It is celebrated on Magh Purnima. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister greeted the people on the occasion. Birth anniversary of great thinker, social reformer and ardent nationalist Maharishi Dayanand Saraswati is being observed today. Paying tributes to the great social reformer in a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Maharishi Dayanand remained engaged throughout his life in making the society aware against ignorance, superstition and ostentation. And benchmark domestic equity indices ended with modest losses in a volatile trade today, extending their declines to sixth straight session. The 30-share index at Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex shed 122 points to close at 76,161. Similarly, National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 fell 26 points to settle at 23,045. In men's cricket, the final clash of the three-match ODI series between India and England is underway in Ahmedabad. Put into bat, India were 353 for 8 in 49 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, England won the toss and opted to field. And that is the end of this news bulletin.